Okay, first I want to thank you, Abby, for asking me to do the chabur today. It's a pleasure to have the opportunity to give a chabur here in Yeshiva Ben Yitzchak Lachana. I also want to thank Abby really for organizing this whole chabur. He really deserves a big yeshiva. It wouldn't exist without him. And then I also want to thank Rabbi Ari Westrack. I discussed some things with him concerning this topic, so I want to thank him in absentia. Anyway, in the first Mishnah in our Masechta, we learned there are three ways to be mitake mavui, and that's with a lachi akora or a tzura petach. And we know that the lachi akora is the horizontal beam and the cross beam. And the Gemara has a whole sugya about whether the kora is mishum heker or mishum achitza. I wanted to focus though today on the tzura petach, which is today's daf with daf yud, and the Gemara discusses the tzura petach. We know from the first Mishnah, the Mishnah says that if you have an opening that's rachav me'eser, you have to reduce the opening in order to set up the lechi and the korah. But if there's a tzuras petach, you're okay with the if it's more than 10 amot. So this sort of hints at the idea that tzuras petach is more superior than the other tikkunim we learned in the Mishnah. So the topic I wanted to really address is why are we not chayav in a mezuzah when we have all these tzuras petach around the larger area? And it's something that the poskim discuss. And if it's really a tzuras petach, then l'chora should be chayav in a mezuzah. It's the sugya in Yom HaDaf Yud Aleph, and the Mechaber says in Yoredei Siman Resh Pei Vav, it says, in l'kumo shechayav in a mezuzah, these are the places that are obligated to have a mezuzah, echad sharei batim, v'sharei chatzerot, whether it's a shar for the bayit or the shar for the chatzer, he says, v'sharei chatzerot, medina v'ayarot, whether it's the shar for the medina, the region, or the year, it's also chayav in a mezuzah. So why is it that the tzuras petach isn't chayav in a mezuzah? And actually, by the way, I have a piece here that we'll do a little halakha, then I have a story, and then we'll do some agadah. So I think I got everything. I hope it'll be nice today. Anyway, so there's a chidush Reb Chaim. This is in the stencils. This is number Yud Aleph. So Reb Chaim has a chakira, and I'll read it. It's only like six lines. I'll read it inside, and then we can discuss it for a minute. And I should say that there's an outline of this. I got these sheets from Morota Daf Yomi from the Beis Medrash of Chassidus Sofchav in Bnei Brak. So he has it all here. I'm just elaborating a little bit. But so the Reb Chaim says, Yesh HaKor Bahad Tzurta Petach Matir L'Inin Hotzav Eruvin Hain Mishum Tzurta Petach Yesh Lodin Petach L'Hu Nasa Petach Mamash. In other words, is it when we say that we have a Tzurta Petach, doesn't mean that we consider it actual petach. In other words, that's the same as a door, so that would be one way to do it. Odilma the tzura petach eino petach alahu din b'fnei atzmo. Or maybe it's not really, we're calling it tzura petach. It doesn't mean it's really a petach. It's just a din. In other words, we're calling it tzura petach. The tzura petach matir linin hotzah betiltol. In other words, we're just saying, we're calling it tzura petach, and this is something that the Chaim set up, and this is matir, you know, it helps us to carry, but it doesn't mean it's actually a petach. Now, obviously, you know, the determination of mezuzah would be heavily, you know, influenced by this chakira. If we say it's a real petach, then we're really, you know, going to be pressed to have a mezuzah, and otherwise we're in a little bit of a better shape. But Reb Chaim is told that it's really an actual petach. Let's see why he says this. So, Pesher Dvor Mashkev Rambam. Now, before I get to this Rambam, it's really Talui in the sugya in Tomorrow's Staff. Let me see if I can find the sugya. One second. You know, if you look on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, around six lines from the bottom, so it says, Amar Rav Chista says, Tzura Petach Shasa Amin Hatzad Bo Asa Bo Lo Klum. Rav Chista says, if I have a Tzura Petach and I make Min Hatzad, I didn't do anything. So what do those words mean? So Rashi learns, again, in the Rashi, like around six, eight lines from the bottom, in Hatzad, Shematacha Zemora Mizel Lezeh Behem Tzayito. It was, he took the crossbeam and he set it up in the middle, all of it was like this, like this would be the crossbeam, and this is the vertical beam, so it's hitting it on the side. That's the way Rashi says over there. He says, below al Rashena, as opposed to on top. We know that for the source of Petach, so the wire has to be on top of the pole. Here it's like in the middle. Here it's in the middle. But if you look in the riff, let's take a look. The riff has a different shot on this, so again, let's take a look at the riff. One second. We'll find some riff. It's Daf Beis in the riff. So Daf Beis on the Beis in the riff. Okay, so if you want to follow page 4 in the back, in my Gemara, at least, it's so the last narrow line in the riff in my Gemara, it's like five lines from the bottom. So Amar Rav Chisda Tzura Petach Shas Amin Atzad Lo Asa Klum. He says if you make a Tzura Petach Atzad, you didn't do anything. Pirush Rabbeinu Hai Gaon Zal Tivon Shas Am Mitzido Shel Kotel Vahavi Le Pitcha VeKeren Zavid. Who Pitcha VeKeren Zavid Lo Ati Enchi. So he The Rit quotes Pshat from Rav Gaon, and it doesn't mean we learned that if you make the Tzrus HaPetach min HaTzad, it means that the cross beam is hitting the vertical beam in the middle. So the Rit quotes from Rav Gaon a different Pshat. He says, Shasami Sido Shel Kotel, you're making it like sort of catty-cornered. And if you look in the Chavos Yoyi, there's a picture in my Gemara, and I'm sure you have it in yours, but you don't have a Gemara. But it means, it's like, let's say you have a room, so I'm making the Tzrus HaPetach right in the corner. That's the way the Rif learns the sugya. So now the Rambam seems to learn the same way. Let's see the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchot Shabbos, Perek Tzayin Halacha Chaf. The Rambam says the Tzura Petach Shasatam Natzad in a Klom Shin Derech Haptachim Liot Bekeren Zadi Al Beemsa. It was by making Tzura Sapetach, I'm partitioning off an area, and I decided to make a Tzurus HaPetach sort of like in the corner of the area, like catty-cornered in the area. So the Rambam paskins, and it's based on this riff with Rav Haigon, that doesn't do anything. It's not a Petach because nobody makes an opening that way. And it was, if I'm building a house, I don't like pick a house, like a door there, like come in, like, you know, sort of like in the corner. That's not the way you make a Petach. So Rav Chaim quotes this, and Rav Chaim says that based on that Rambam, it says, if we'll say it's a din of the atzma, the Tzur HaPetach matir, if I say it's just a din, the Chamin came up, I have a Tzur HaPetach, so that's matirid, so ma b'kach shein derech ha-petach in b'kach v'yo b'ker and zavid. Who cares that people don't build doorways in the corner like that? Ha-mikol b'kol m'yeshkan Tzur HaPetach im kol dinim. He says, u'muchach mikan shekol ha-heter tzat Tzur HaPetach u'mishom shenas ha-petach mamash. So Reb Chaim says, that's a raya, that the whole institution of Tzur HaPetach means that we consider this an actual petach. And it does, and he says, so that's what Rav Chaim says. So now the question really just gets worse, why we don't have all these mezuzahs on these. Now the Sofrim would be lobbying for them, so this will be a big boon for Sopros and help business considerably. But so we have to figure out why is there no Tzurus HaPetach on it. So there are two derachim you could take. So lay the poskim, and they're never chubas on this. So lay the poskim, take it down. It's either it is a petach or it's not a petach. That's the way they came down. And either way, they try to find like heterim why we don't have it. Now the one of the achronim who speaks about this is the Mekor Chaim is the Chabas Da'as, that's the Sivas. And the Sivas died in 1831. So he has a sefer on Hilchos Pesach, which is in Yana Diyoma. And at the end of the Mekor Chaim, he has a section known as Tikkun Eruvin. It's like two pages. It's got Tikkun Eruvin. And in that discussion, he discusses why is it that the Eruv is not Chayiv in Mezuzah. And he ends up saying a number of ideas. The idea that basically he wants to say that the Petach isn't significant enough to require a mezuzah. In other words, it's too paltry to require a mezuzah. And also the petach, like I could have tzurus petach, and it could be like a little bit like off angle, and that would also be a tzurus petach. So those reasons, he said. Now he has, there's an interesting line in here. He has, one second, let me see. Fun line. You know, I just got a hold of this morning. I was relying on other people seeing it. I couldn't find it before. But anyway, he says that there are like thousands of communities that have these Eruvin, and it's hard to understand why we would not, and if they're required a mezuzah, why would nobody have the mezuzah? So it's just interesting that he takes it. Let me see what he says. But it's interesting that he refers to thousands of communities with an Eruv. You know, he's in the early 19th century. I wouldn't have thought, you know, that you would have, you know, thousands of communities with Eruvin at that point in time. But that's the way he's told it. Now, another idea that I saw in the postgame, and this is in the Sefer Chobas Hadar, I saw somebody quoted this in the name of from the Tikkun Eruvin from the Mekor Chaim, but I didn't see it in there. But either way, it's good svara. They want to say that it's not made like for Knesa and Yitzia. In other words, like this Tzurus HaPetach, I don't use it to enter and to exit. So it's not, it's not really a petach. You know, you can call something, you know, a house, but it's not a house. So you call something a door, it's not really a door because nobody's going in and out. And it fits in with the idea, like the Rambam says, like what's the purpose of a mezuzah? Like when you go in and you come out, like be reminded of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're not walking in and walking out. And one of the people in my Daf Yomi sort of mentioned that svara. All right, but let's now, one minute, we have some shubas here. Let me get some shubas. One minute, let me see. All right. Now, Okay, now the Shevet Halevi, he's Tola, well, this is the Shevet Halevi, it's in Siman Kuf Ayin, I don't remember which volume this is in, I'll get to you in a minute. Let me see which volume it was in. Anyway, so the Shevet Halevi is Tola, that's Chelek Zayin Siman Kuf Ayin, he's Tola, like that Makor Chaim. But the Minchas Yitzchak from Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov Weiss, he quotes from the end of his tshuva, he quotes from a Sefer Yad HaKetana. And in the Yadakitani, he says, look, even if this is like a shvach opening, it's still chayiv in a mezuzah. So he refers to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish talks about this, because they would have, like in the Chazon Ish, I think in 1953 or 54, I don't remember exactly which, but he has about like, you know, telegraph poles, he says, or, you know, we would say telephone poles with wire on top. And he's also wondering, why is it that we don't have a mezuzah? He, the Chazon Ish, takes it that the Surah Petach is a Petach Mamash, like Reb Chaim says. So then why don't we have a mezuzah? So he has two svaras. He says that you're not kovei mezuzah in a place that's not mishtameret. In other words, if the mezuzah, if I can't adequately guard, you know, the mezuzah, and I don't know what's going to happen to it, so that would be another basis for p'tur. Now this is brought down in the Shach. You know, this is what I wanted the Shulchan Aruch for, and also from the Mechaber. And Siman Reish Pei Vav Sif Ketan Zayin. So the Ramah says that if a goy has a house that's p'tur in mezuzah, if the goyim are also there, so another p'tur for mezuzah. So that would be another p'tur that we have, because most of our eruvin, it's like we're doing schibus rishus from the goyim, so we have goyim there, and it's not a makom mishtamer. And the Shach says as follows: he says shemikset ovdei kochavim darim sham. I feel rubim yisraelim p'turim mishum sakana. He says even if most of the people who live in that neighborhood are Jewish, like 80 or 90%, it's still sakana. He, the Shach, is talking about a time like, you know, they see the mezuzah, let's go, you know, kill some Jews or something like that. That's what he's talking about. When we say that time, you don't see mezuzah b'sharei rechovot, you go in b'kilik dosha Krakow, or b'kilik dosha Prague. And it's interesting, again, like you see, I have an insight into the lifestyle of people. He says that's why we don't have mezuzah. The Shach says, Shach is living in the 17th century, right? So he says that we don't have mezuzah in Krakow or in Prague. He says, "Shekabusharim b'rechovot Yehudim." We have gates in the streets where the Jews live. They have a ghetto, and there's a gate there. But Iskar and Belial, and the gates are closed at night. He says, "V'lo kavu b'mezuzah li'olam," and he says, "Why not?" "V'haytam mishum sakana," because sakana the little Moshe mezumanot ayutamid al sona Yisrael. And it was like, who knows when they're going to attack the Jews? He says, "V'od mitam acher inosim sham mezuzah mishum devodai yitlu v'yivzua." In addition, certainly the goyim are going to take the mezuzah and they're going to disgrace it. So that's another reason to put the mezuzah. The imkin gormim bizayon lekifei hakodesh. So gormim bizayon for kifei hakodesh. All right. So again, so let's just review. So we had the question was why are we not chayav in mezuzahs with the tzuras petach? So we did the chakira from Reb Chaim. Maybe it is a petach. Maybe it's not a petach. So if it's not a petach, so then we could be told that that's not chayav in a mezuzah. It's just something that Chaim said, you know, it's a petach, that's it. And then, but if it is a petach, so it's hard to understand why not. Now, the only thing is, now, if it is a petach, so we had some heterim that the Chazon Ish brought down. One is that we're afraid that the goyim will take it and disgrace it. And also, if goyim are involved with it, it's like shutfus, like the goyim are living there, so it's also a reason for p'tur. But the only question is like this. The Minchas Yitzchak has this at the end of his tshuva. And this tshuva is in the Minchas Yitzchak. It's Siman Yud Beis. Let me see what volume it is. One second. This was... Chelek Zayin. So it's Chelek Zayin in Minchas Yitzchak. And... did I say that before? Okay. So he says like this. And he says, "V'im kain b'nido neinu yishuv charedim v'mezuzah mishtamere shayv chayim sham b'mezuzah." So Minchas Yitzchak says, now today you have areas where they have an eruv and they have a tzuras petach, and it's just charedi communities. There's no non-Jews there. And nobody's going to bother it because everybody's out here from the thing. So it should be chayav in a mezuzah, the Minchas Yitzchak said. So it's a ha'ara to just keep in mind. All right, I'm going to go to a story. I have time for the story. Everybody ready for the story? Okay, this story relates to an Eruv, and this was in the city of Chernowitz. and this is over 100 years ago, and it's brought down Shas Shuvos Eben Yikara, and he was by Rabbi Yamin Aryeh Weiss, and he was the Rav in Chernowitz, and apparently they were just installing telephones at that point in time, and somehow he got them. You would call on the telephone and you'd reach like a central office, and then you'd know that, like, the, you know, connect me with X or Y or Z. So somehow he got them to connect the telephone in a way that it would go around the city of Chernowitz. And so every Friday he would just call on the telephone, and the person answered the other end. He would know the Eruv was in good shape, and that was the bedikah for the Eruv. And he said, I think that that who else liked it? And then in Lvov, a little while after that, Lvov, they also made the Eruv in the same way. So there's got to be a popular method for making Eruv. It wouldn't work today too well. All right, now time for some Agadata. You know, I love Agadata. So, and this I must say is a rough everybody knows Ani. You know, it's like Ani Rokeval Kamuro. It's like, you know, Ani Nodiyod. You know, Eruv and Ida and Yifamod, or some say other Masepto. But so on that, later on this week we have Daf Yud Gimel. It's a famous figure, the Ani Gimel of days. So the Gemara says that the Machloket, the Hill, the Shammai, and this is what Bat Kol says, Eliel Dibrei Lekim Chayim. That's on Yud Gimel Beis. But then a few lines above the Mishnah, it says, this is like 3-4 lines above the Mishnah, it says, Tan Rabbanan, Shtei Shanim U'mechsa Nechku Beit Sham Beit Hillel. For 2.5 years, it was Machloket between Beit Sham Beit Hillel, Ha'alu Omrin Noach Lovli Adam Shlo Nivra, Yotim Sh Nivra. So, one side said it's better that man was not created rather than he was created. Another said it's better that he was created. First, understand how you have a machloket like that. Obviously, a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, the cheshbon, and so it means the Or Yisrael brings down the name of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. It means that, like, to our mind, it seems like it was Noach Lo Adam Shlo Nivra. In other words, like man has all of his taivas and things like that. So it seems like he'd be better off not being created. That's the way man's cheshvan is. But it means from our perspective, that's where we're being. But Nimnu Begamru, Noach Lo Adam Shlo Nivra, Yotim Shnivra. So at the end, they voted, it's better if man wasn't created. Achshav Shnivra, Yifashvesh B'Masav, Amilani Mashvesh B'Masav. And now that he's been created, he should either do Pishpush in his Masim or Mishmush in his Masim. So what is Pishpush and Mishmush? So there's a lot of different pshatim on Pishpush and Mishmush. If you see in the bottom of the Gemara, there's like an asterisk, and it quotes from the Arach, and you want to say mishmush, or it's the other way around. Like pishpush, one is perspective, one is prospective. One is looking towards the past, one is looking towards the future. And Rashi seems to say that as well. In other words, so pishpush, I should have a cheshbon on the deeds I did in the past, and make a cheshbon with it. And mishmush, I should think like now, think about doing a mitzvah or chas v'shalom and aveira, so I should think about it that way. And that's what Rashi basically is saying. I should make a cheshbon, the mitzvah is coming to me, how much more I benefit from the mitzvah more than the aveira. Now, this Mesis Yesharim, though, has a different shot. And this Mesis Yesharim, this is in Perek Gimel in Mesis Yesharim. He says that pishmush is I'm examining my deeds and I want to get rid of the aveira. Let's say, you know, I have some things to do. Let's say I talk during davening, and you know, but I come to shul, so coming to shul is good, and talking to davening is bad. So I'm like teasing out the aveirot. Mishmush, he says, is where I'm doing a mitzvah, but it's not like the highest quality mitzvah. In other words, let's say I'm giving tzedakah, it might be I don't have the greatest intent. You know, I like everybody to make a big deal about me when I give that tzedakah. So I'm doing a mitzvah, but it could be better. So mishmush means like you feel in your pocket, in other words, to see if what's there or the fabric. Feel the fabric to see the quality, and that's what pishpush and mishmush is according to the All right, now there's a Rabbi Zev Dickstein. He writes also sheets on Tafyomi, lots of sheets on Tafyomi. So he quotes from the Marashah. The Marashah is actually the end of Sefet Makot, which is a sugi there about the Tariq Mitzvah. So the Marashah says, why would I say Noach Lo Adam Shlo Nivra? In other words, not like the Hezbollah that I gave to you from Rishon Lezion. Why do I say no of Holy Adam Shlenivra? Where Rashi says, because if you look, there's 365 Aveirot, negative commandments in the Torah, and 248 positive commandments. So all things being equal, it's more likely you do an Aveira than you do a mitzvah. So that's why it's a straight mathematics, no Holy Adam Shlenivra. In other words, like your possibility of doing Aveirot is greater than doing mitzvah, if you know, we leave everything, you know, to its own. Now the Chanukah Satorah is a collection from the Rebbe Reb Heschel. The Rebbe Reb Heschel was not a Hasidic Rebbe, even though it sounds like the Rebbe Reb Heschel, but he wasn't. But he was a Rebbe for the Shach and for the Taz. He was a Rebbe for the Shach and the Taz. And if you recall, the Taz was like almost 50 years older than the Shach. So this Rebbe Reb Heschel was able to teach both of them. So it's really something. So in the Chanukah Satorah was actually safer. It was collected around 1900. It wasn't contemporaneous with the statements that the Rebbe Reb Heschel was making. So in the Chanukah Satorah, he says, he follows on the Marsha, what the Marsha says about with the Aveirot and the Mitzvah. So what does it mean, like, Noach Hol Yadam Shlo Nivra, Achshav Shnivra Yasa Ketorah? What does the Marsha say? Right. Now that he's been created, let him do pishpush in his masim or mishpush in his masim. So he says it means like this, that Chazal teach us, like, with Jews, machshava tova mitzarfa kashbarcha l'maisa. If I'm thinking of doing a mitzvah, so I get credit for the thought, and I get credit for the action. So if I'm mefashrish masim, in other words, I carefully analyze that which I want to do, so I'll like turn the odds, like Lahavdil is like a casino, they have certain odds, like people do, like, you know, blackjack and things like that. So all the games are, you know, heavily tilted against the people who would bet. You know, it's like 90% likelihood the house wins and 10% likelihood you win. And then with blackjack, so there are people who can remember all the numbers and they could lift up the odds like over 50% in their favor, and then they don't want those people there. They want to get rid of them, and sometimes they throw them out of the casino. It's not that I have personal experience with this, but this is what. So here he's saying if you're making a cheshbon in the masin that you do, so you can turn the odds in your favor. In other words, if you make a cheshbon, you're carefully thinking about all the mitzvot. So now you've been created. So now this is the world you live in. You have all these aveirot and you have these mitzvot. So now you mashrish masav. Think carefully about the mitzvot that you're doing. Then you get reward for the thought, and you get reward also for the deed. Now, here's a better, or a nicer pshat, or maybe another good pshat, but I like it. It's from the Vilna Gaon. This one you're going to like. This pshat from the Vilna Gaon is on his Perish on Megillas Yonah. So the Vilna Gaon says that Gemara isn't talking about the person's life. We say Noach Lo Yadam Shlo Nivra, Shnivra. We're talking about the Gilgal. We know that a person, Al Pi Kabbalah, if he's not attacking everything in his first lifetime, so he comes down, another Gilgal, another reincarnation. So when the Gemara says, Noach lo li'adam shlo nivra mishinivra, it means it would have been better for the person not to have been created, like, go through this Gilgal than to have to go through a Gilgal. And it's better to get everything done in the first lifetime. But now you're in this world, and you were created for this Gilgal, so it means like, yifashish ma'asav or yimashish ma'asav. So what does it mean, yifashish ma'asav? You should examine your deeds and determine which of the sins that you repeatedly stumble upon. In other words, I'll be pashrish masim. I'll make a cheshbon and what are the aveirot I did. Or mashrish masav, he says, study his inclinations and proclivities. So it means like this. He says if a person has a special desire to commit a particular sin, that's an indication that in your prior life that was what you were nifshal on. And that's what you have to be mechazik yourself for in this Gilgal to be metakin. And this Gemara in Masechet Shabbos and Kuf Yud Ched, it says that Rav Yosef said to Rav Yosef, Berei de Rabba, Avuch B'mai Zahir, what was your father so careful about? So he said he was careful about tzitzis. You know, like if he would be on a ladder and the hood of tzitzis would break, he would quickly like fix it before he would send the ladder. So the Bra wants to say that's talking about with the Gilgal. In other words, he saw that was what he was weak in the previous life, and now with this life, you know, he's in good shape with it. All right, I think that's it for today. Any questions or any thoughts? Okay, that's it.
Well, thank you.
Okay, brought to you.